let's talk about the 2010 Wisconsin economic forecast. Your analysis, your prediction, what's in store for the state for calendar year 2010?
Well, I think we'll probably track the national economy pretty closely as we have been lately. I mean, we weren't the epicenter of the boom-bust cycle, but we're certainly affected by what's gone on around the country. So I think Wisconsin, like the rest of the nation, is looking at maybe about a 3% growth rate in its production side of the economy this year. That might be enough to start to put a dent in the unemployment rate. I expect in the next few months we'll start to see a turnaround there and unemployment rates start to drop down, maybe finishing the year nationwide at about 9%.
So we've hit bottom. We're starting to recover a bit here in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly a bottom's been reached, but I would say that this is one of those periods in our economic history where there's probably more uncertainty about the nature of this recovery than any that I've seen since I've been an adult, you know, practicing economist watching the economy. You know, a lot of people talk about the potential for a double dip. I think that's realistic because I would say there's not a lot of margin for error left on the policy side for us. We're quite overextended in our fiscal and monetary policy. So I'd say it's a razor-thin situation here right now. We've got a recovery underway, but it's been driven by massive stimulus, and I think we're waiting to see kind of where in the private sector recovery is going to be sustained.
Are there particular sectors in the private sector that will see growth, maybe other sectors that may not grow as much or perhaps even decline that you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think consumers are coming back and starting to spend a little bit more. I look for exports to be a source of growth going forward. The dollar has been fairly weak for a few years now relative to historic averages, so I think that's going to be good for exporters and good for firms that compete with imports. So I think we might be winning back some market share in certain parts of manufacturing. I'd say the other place that we're going to see some positives is in the technology side. That's been an ongoing positive story for the United States over the last 30 years. Technology is continuing to be more important to the future, not less important. So I think a lot of firms are trying to position themselves for the recovery phase, and one way to do that is invest in technology and boost your productivity.
Talk about confidence a little bit. Are we optimistic, pessimistic? What are you hearing from your fellow economists or your neighbors, your friends?
It doesn't matter so much what economists think. We're a small part of the population. Obviously, you know, consumer confidence in this country took a huge hit, and it's no wonder why. People lost so much financial wealth, so much real estate wealth, and I think there are a lot of questions out there. If there's any, it's not exactly a silver lining, but I'd say the one thing that I feel strongly about is people underestimate how strong household wealth positions were relative to income levels going into the crash. So even after this crash and a bit of recovery that we've seen, if you look at where, you know, the aggregate data suggest we are in terms of the ratio of net worth to income, it's not out of the range of normal experience. So we're kind of back where we were in the mid-90s in terms of that ratio. And so, you know, people's savings rates have to pick up. Everyone's in a different situation. So, you know, in a way, talking about averages isn't always that meaningful. But, you know, that said, if you look at the aggregate data, we're not in as bad a shape as people imagine. We're, of course, much worse off than we were 2 years ago, but we're about where we were in 1994 in terms of that ratio of wealth to income. And that's what you really want to look at in terms of, you know, are people ready for retirement? You know, have they saved enough?
And talking about Wisconsin specifically, is there anything in this state that gives us an advantage as we recover or anything of that sort?
Well, as I said, you know, we weren't the epicenter of the boom-bust cycle, so I don't think we were as bad off to start with. The challenge for Wisconsin isn't so much a cyclical challenge, it's a secular challenge. Over the last 25 or 30 years, the big forces shaping the economy are globalization and disruptive technological change. And really, both of those things have kind of shaped development of the United States economy in a way that's favored, I would say, R&D-intensive knowledge companies, many of them in the so-called new economy, information technology, telecommunications, internet-type businesses, and have maybe put a lot of pressure on manufacturing, where we've faced a lot more competition from imports and even agriculture. Wisconsin kind of entered this phase of development being heavy in manufacturing and agriculture. And so it's been a tough period for us where we're kind of adjusting. We're upgrading our productivity in those sectors to remain competitive. But that isn't always easy on the labor market. I mean, one way you boost productivity is you get, you know, more sophisticated in your technology and you don't need as much labor, and that's how you lower costs. And so we've been on a bit of a treadmill that way, and I think we're starting to find our way in places in the new economy, in knowledge companies, and we need to continue to hope to see that develop while we help our manufacturers thrive in southeastern Wisconsin and the Fox Valley.
Should mention, as your role as dean of the Wisconsin School of Business, that's one of your goals, is making sure your graduates have that entrepreneurial spirit and entrepreneurial thought and go out and create those new sort of companies.
Absolutely. You know, one of the great resources of the state is the university. And you know, beyond the business school, I would say the real strength of the university is actually the creation of all kinds of intellectual property that Madison's known for. We produce a lot of ideas that are patented, licensed, and more of those are finding their way into commercial applicability right here in the state. The Research Park is a thriving, burgeoning community of knowledge-based companies, and I'd like to see not only more of our graduates, but more of our citizens around the state getting the tools that they need to be effective in growing those businesses.
Is it still a challenge to keep those grads in the state? Are we still experiencing that brain drain effect when it comes to some of your business school grads?
You know, at the entry point to the labor market, I'd say that's true. What we tend to see is we lose people that are in their early career phase, and we're starting to win more people back as they get a little bit older and maybe think about raising a family. We become a more attractive location. So, you know, if we could just balance out those flows so that we had more skilled people coming back with a little more experience, I think we can be okay. But, you know, it's a complex process. It's not, you know, we can't force our kids to stay here. We have to make it attractive for them, and that's what I think all of us are trying to do.
And as we wrap things up, just to head back to our opening discussion, it sounds like we're starting to recover when it comes to the economy. Still going to take some time, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be a slow recovery, especially when you consider how much excess capacity there is today. You know, a lot of people think once this economy gets going, it could really snap back and we could grow fast because there is a lot of spare capacity. The problem is we've turned this economy around, you know, to the degree we have through these stimulus measures that are going to have to be removed. So that's going to create a headwind for the recovery. So I think it is going to be slow going. And as I said, there are still some risks out there because our policies have got us so overextended, I don't think we can continue them that much longer.
All right. Well, the dean of the Wisconsin School of Business, Michael Knetter, thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us.